Europe. Governing France. French Evolution. Michel Barnier's government yanks France a step to the right.
Europe is a continent of coalition governments, painful to forge and fragile to maintain. So its politicians find their challenges familiar. For Michel Barnier's new French government, however, which met for the first time on September 23rd, this form of rule is a baffling novelty. For the first time since France's Fifth Republic was established in 1958, the country is now run by a minority coalition government formed by rival parties that stood against each other at legislative elections. Its survival depends on keeping its lumpy mix of centrists and right-wingers together, and the opposition against it divided. Politically, the new government marks a distinct shift to the right, despite inconclusive elections in July, at which the left-wing alliance won the most seats, but not a majority. After 2 months of talks, President Emmanuel Macron finally asked Mr. Barnier, a 73-year-old conservative, to form a broad, unifying government. Despite the Prime Minister's best efforts, however, he recruited only one figure from the left. Didier Migaud, a former socialist deputy, is now justice minister. Mr. Barnier's pick for interior minister was Bruno Retailleau, a right-wing family values senator with hard-line views on immigration. Such is the nature of coalitions of circumstance. But France is unfamiliar with them. This one will take time to settle down. One left-leaning member of Mr. Macron's centrist parliamentary group has quit the group. Another deputy says that his ongoing support is conditional, nor is there any formal coalition agreement. Mr. Barnier will make his first speech to Parliament, outlining his agenda, on October 1st. Until then, the best clue to his policy direction is the government's composition. The coalition is a mix of conservative Republicans and young and mostly untested centrists allied to Mr. Macron. It contains none of the heavyweight future presidential hopefuls from either side, which Mr. Barnier hopes will keep the team focused on their immediate task and not the presidential elections in 2027. Mr. Macron's allies have held on to the foreign and defence ministries, traditionally the president's domain. Sébastien Lecornu remains at defence, Jean-Noël Barrot, a centrist, takes over foreign affairs, Benjamin Haddad, a young deputy who has pushed for more French support for Ukraine, has taken over as Europe minister. On economic policy, Mr. Macron's business-friendly approach should in principle be continued. Mr. Barnier has put centrists in both the finance and budget ministries. On taking office, Antoine Armand, the little-known new 33-year-old finance minister, declared, "Our task is to make life easier for business." Yet Mr. Barnier has also hinted at raising taxes on big multinationals and the wealthiest. With a budget deficit heading for 5.6% of GDP this year, something has to give. Next year's budget is due to go to Parliament on October 9th. Mr. Barnier may not have the stomach for the spending cuts that France sorely needs. Mr. Barnier at least begins his job as the country's most popular politician, with a 57% approval rating. His old-fashioned style seems to reassure. He has ordered his ministers to avoid showmanship. Yet the new coalition has not resolved the underlying problem that led Mr. Macron to dissolve Parliament. It commands only 212 seats in the 577-seat National Assembly. Together, the left and Marine Le Pen's hard right have the numbers needed to bring down the new government via a parliamentary no-confidence motion. The left says it will table such a motion after Mr. Barnier's opening speech. The hard right may reserve judgment for longer. As long as the opposition remains divided, Mr. Barnier's government is safe. The moment they vote together, it will fall.